This is Wade Rescue. It's the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Top job at the FAA has been vacant for 14 months. Enforcement fines against major U.S. airlines have dropped 88% in the past 2 years, and delays have more than doubled tarmac times. The FAA action in pulling Boeing MAX jets out of service made the U.S. one of the last major countries to do so. Dick's Sporting Goods is removing guns for sale at 125 more stores. In a rare move, the Office of Controller of the Currency issued a statement after Wells Fargo's CEO testified to a congressional committee that they continued to be disappointed with Wells Fargo's performance under our consent orders and its inability to execute effective corporate governance and a successful risk management program. Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman, was sentenced recently to nearly 4 years in prison and was ordered to serve an additional 3.5 years for conspiracy, closing out the special counsel's highest profile prosecution. Beto O'Rourke, former three-term Texas congressman from El Paso and a near miss in an uphill Senate race against Ted Cruz, has entered the contest for the Democratic nomination for president. Federal judge ruled that 42 children at the Green Meadow Waldorf School, whose parents had sued the Rockland County, New York Health Department, had to be vaccinated in order to return to school. There's a federal criminal investigation into Facebook over the 150 data sharing agreements that it negotiated, possibly in breach of an FTC consent decree. Sharing deals empowered Microsoft's Bing search engine to map out the friends of virtually all Facebook users without their explicit consent, and allowed Amazon to obtain users' names and contact information through their friends. Apple was able to hide from Facebook users all indicators that its devices were even asking for data. Across both parties, candidates who have led in the polls over the first 6 months in the year before the primary have gone on to win more than half the time since the modern primary system developed in the early 1970s. Candidates who have led in early endorsements from elected officials have gone on to win more than half the time as well. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.